For more than a week now, the nation has been consumed by news of an extraordinary leak of a draft opinion at the Supreme Court. Anger across the country is palpable, both at the leak itself and the content of the opinion, which, if unchanged, will return abortion rights to states to decide. Some feel the leaker of the draft is a hero of democracy. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to gather public opinion on the issue. This is Mad or Nah.
Stunning new report on an unprecedented Supreme Court leak rocking the nation.
One of the greatest security breaches in high court history, as the FBI now reportedly expected to launch a full-scale investigation.
A leaked Supreme Court draft ruling revealing justices may soon move to end Roe v. Wade.
Big mad, little mad.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC, and I'm back for another edition of Mad or Nah. The United States Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land, has often been considered one of the nation's most legitimate institutions, one that's above partisan politics. But the rare leak of a draft majority opinion in Roe versus Wade has spiraled the court into disarray and undermined the public's trust. Can the Supreme Court survive this blow of its reputation? I hit the streets of Philly to get residents' reaction and ask the question, does this extraordinary breach make them mad or not?
Yeah, I think that it's not good that nobody's doing anything about it. Like, what else can leak in the future? The focus is on, like, what the leak is about, but not how it got out. And I think that tarnishes their reputation for sure.
Thank you. If you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I'm actually outside of the city now, but I'm in Montgomery County.
It doesn't make me mad. And I think the Supreme Court will survive. But I think the Supreme Court, like any branch of government, needs to catch up with the times. So while I don't believe in like this court packing strategy, I think the country's too polarized to potentially make this happen. But I think it's time for term limits. As an American, period, regardless of the political spectrum, I don't want someone dictating or deciding critical cases that can shape the like tapestry of America for so long.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what part of the city do you represent?
So I'm most of the time I'm in the city. I'm in Roxborough, but I'm from Chester County.
WHY. Absolutely makes me mad. It's just a reflection of how the United States is slipping towards fascism. Very simply put.
I appreciate that. What part of the city do you represent?
Center City.
I am an American. I'm also an Australian. I don't know that it messes up the reputation of the court per se. I think that there are challenges with the reputation of the court at the moment anyway, and the way that sort of partisanship seems to be playing into the court. I'm much more concerned about the fact that certain Supreme Court justices have not recused themselves when it's clear that that should be discussed. I still trust in the court, but I think that there's so much before the leak that has been problematic.
It doesn't make me mad, but jeopardize the image of the Supreme Court. That's been going on for years now. So as far as I'm concerned, the leak was okay. Like, you know what you're thinking.
I guess I was very shocked at first, like, hearing it. I guess, like, surprised that such a huge leak could be, like, released. But, yeah, overall, I'm just, like, really, like, disappointed that this is what the Supreme Court is, like, thinking. And I think it's really just a huge, like, violation.
If you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I live out in West Philly.
Yes, that's supposed to be one of the highest courts. Bro, what? They should have never leaked out. Yeah. That means they ain't nothing sacred. You know what I mean? We can't trust them. We can't trust the Supreme Court.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. If you don't mind just sharing, what part of the city do you represent?
North Philly.
I think that it really shows the kind of day and age we live in where confidential information like that being leaked for whatever agenda is acceptable, and I find that unacceptable because these aren't celebrities, these are our politicians, these are people making laws for us.
No, because they're going to run things the way they want to run it anyway, you know, whether regardless,
whether you like it or I like it.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.